Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, Season 2, Show Number 7, recorded Monday, March 8th, 2021. Thanks to partners Cassens & Sons, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb & Ginger Blasting Game, and Integrity Spine & Joint Center. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip, alongside my first guest. Introduce yourself.
Joe Beavis, head football coach and head wrestling coach at Collinsville High School.
And third time guest.
Third time. Am I your first three-timer?
Nope. Andy Callaway got to us a little bit before you.
Well, we had dinner last Saturday, and he said he's just kind of like a repeat, kind of not a premier guest. So he actually kind of, I think he gave me the nod there.
He's a partner.
Is he?
Yep. Three things you can do to help. Number one, subscribe to our podcast. Did you know it's free? Number two, please follow us in all of our social media platforms. Love engaging with Metro Esports fans in all of our social media platforms. Did a lot of that today and yesterday through Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And by all means, if you have a story idea, I'm finding out, Joe, the best ideas are coming from the listeners.
They usually do.
It's unbelievable. Like this list of the response to our question of the week by Integrity Spine and Joint Center, the best athlete you ever saw in person from Metro East. Amazing. Email me at mespdave@gmail.com. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Joe Beavis, head football and wrestling coach for the Cayhawks, three-time All-State athlete in three sports, wrestling, track, and football, former Illini. When I think of you, I think of Dick Butkus and Brian Urlacher. Is that weird?
So whenever the Bears were practicing at and actually playing in Champaign, shaved head, no goatee, just like Urlacher. There were a couple times I got mistaken, but then I stood up and he's 6'4", and I'm 5'11". Not quite the same size.
But that's the only difference. Like just a couple inches of height.
Shoot. You ever seen how athletic that dude is? He played like strong safety, free safety in college. Then he turns into this 260-pound monster in the NFL. It's unbelievable.
And now he's doing when's the last time you drove through Chicago?
Oh, he's doing the hair plug billboards, right?
He's in all those hair restorations. Yeah. You cannot drive down 294, 290, 355 in Chicago, and he's like on every other billboard with this beautiful head of hair. Good for him.
He should have just stuck with the shaved head look. It's still in style.
I wonder what kind of check he got from that company.
Not as much as he's making in the NFL.
Yeah, you don't know.
Can't be. There's no way.
Well, it's probably the biggest check he gets right now. Who knows? We're not here to talk about Urlacher. I want to ask, you mentioned that he was athletic. I'm going to ask you the question that I asked the listeners last week. Who's the best Metro East athlete that you ever saw live in person?
All right. I got two that come to mind. First one's my age, Darius Miles. First round NBA draft pick straight out of high school back when they were still able to do that. My claim to fame is that I was the athlete of the St. Louis athlete area of the year over him. I'm standing out there in the middle of the Bush Stadium, old Bush at the time. He's got his King East St. Louis jacket on, signing a $1 million contract, and here I am getting a little plaque with a St. Louis Cardinal on it. So he got the better end of that deal. And then the other one, and the funny story, it's AJ Epenesa, and obviously time will tell with his NFL career. But the first time I met him, I can't remember. I must have been in between jobs, or I must have been, up after our season, Edward Zills in the playoffs. I don't recall exactly, but I'm just hanging around the facility with my dad, and AJ comes walking into the training room, and my dad says, "Hey, have you met AJ yet?" I said, "No, I haven't." I look at him, shake his hand. I said, "What do you coach?" He said, "No, I play." I said, "Oh yeah." My dad looks at me and kind of ribs me and says, "No, he's just a freshman." So this was his freshman year, and here I am thinking he's a grown man coaching high school football. And then obviously, what his high school career was, what his collegiate career was. And then with the Bills, who they lost in the AFC Championship this year, right? Yep. To the Chiefs. So, yep. I mean, he's already off to a pretty darn good start for his career. So, yep. I would say those are probably my top two.
And he was All-State in football, and he was All-State in track, definitely. And he was All-State in basketball. So, he's another three-sport All-State dude. Awesome.
But he was
great
all,
answer.
But he was also all USA football and all USA track. So he won up me there quite a bit.
Well, you know what?
Just talented dude, man. Real talented dude. Hard worker. Good family.
Let's keep rooting for him.
Absolutely.
How about that? How many guys from the conference right now in the NFL? I counted from Edwardsville a bunch, but then there's a couple from Belleville West. And
yeah, I can't remember the running back. He played at Wyoming, and I believe he's with the Falcons now. Gosh, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Obviously, you got...
Mike Ford?
No.
He's in the league.
You got the kicker from West.
Yep, Seibert.
He's there.
And then you've got one of the James brothers. I think the younger of the James brothers is...
Craig James?
Yep. So, yeah, there's quite a few from the area.
Probably Riley Patterson going to join them, hopefully, next year.
You would think so. We had quite a career at Memphis.
That would be pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, the running back from Atlanta is the kid from Belleville West, young man from Belleville West.
Yeah, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. It'll hit me once I walk out of the room.
I want to say Brian. I got to look it up.
Yeah.
But he, I mean, it's unbelievable, the talent going through the conference these days. Let's talk about you. How's the team? Football team just getting started.
Yeah, we just finished practice number 5 today. Is that right? Wednesday, Thursday. Yep, practice number 5 today. Numbers aren't quite as high as I would like, but that's because I set a high expectation for attendance. I mean, there's some kids that like that were really kind of digging the idea of playing football whenever it went live, and you know, I was able to hold the attendance expectation. And there's been a few that they've made the decision themselves. They aren't showing up. They aren't putting in the work. So numbers aren't quite as high, but the kids we got, man, we got a lot of high-quality kids, just great kids, hard workers, a lot of good athletes. I think we're going to be very tough.
Today's March 8th. When's your first game?
March 19th, so not this Friday, next Friday.
Against?
At Triad, on their brand-new turf.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be weird. It'll be weird for all of us. And what's the fan expectation? Isn't it 20% for all outdoor events?
I believe today they just announced it's going to be 20%. I'm not sure. I think the conference is supposed to meet today, and I think they're going to do some type of negotiating to get to allow away fans, you know, like a smaller percentage of away fans. Because right now, I mean, I think at our stadium, that'd be 20% is 410 people, which that's not hardly anything, especially once you start throwing in band and cheerleading, and because, you know, you're looking at them, their families wanting to come and watch as well. It's just not a very large number.
They shouldn't count cheerleading because those kids are down on the field. They can be all the way away from everybody else. Well, just count the people in your stands. Make it easier. Quit being silly.
And it's not the band members and cheerleaders. It's their parents.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah. I didn't.
So yeah, their numbers don't count. So,
yeah, I'm not saying that cheerleaders don't count people. I'm saying that you shouldn't count them against the number because they can be away from everybody else. That's all I'm saying.
I'd rather have the cheerleaders in band than not. I mean, it makes it feel much more like a game.
To be clear, I want the band and the cheerleaders there, and they're a big part of the atmosphere. I mean, I'm not disparaging either at all. Anyway, so team's going well and kids are working hard. Numbers aren't what you were hoped they were going to be, but the kids that are out there, what are you doing right now? Are you conditioning or are you already in shape? And right now you're putting in offense and defense. What are you doing?
Yep. Just continuing to build on our offense, defense, special teams every day, continuing to build our conditioning base. A lot of our kids had a very, very good off season. I mean, we had numerous kids that missed 0 days in all of our off-season work. I mean, that's going all the way back to June, the contact days we were allowed in July, the contact days we were allowed in September, October, the contact days that we were just allowed in January and February. You know, they didn't miss anything.
Yep. So I'm going to stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Who's the kid in the weight room that, like, this is my high-energy kid? This is my kid right here. He may not start. Maybe he starts. Maybe he doesn't. But this is my kid that I rely on when it comes time for getting everybody hyped up for practice. This is my kid. Who's that kid for you with the Cayhawks?
No, for real. How much time you got? Because I'll name about a dozen of them.
Go ahead.
Chase Counton, Martin Ochoa, Kevin Meza, Aaron Phillips, Austin Stewart, Jerry Richardson, Stevie Green, Colby Anderson. I think I already said Austin Stewart once. Gage Trevier.
Austin Stewart, the kid's so good, you got to say him twice.
Terrence Smith, Trent Mode.
Trent Mode, that's a ball player right there.
Trent Mode's a ball player. It's John Mode's nephew from Granite City.
I knew it.
Granite City.
I grew up with the Mode family. I'm telling you,
phenomenal kid. So yeah, I mean,
good for you.
Just we've got a great solid group of kids that have just really they've been looking for something to latch onto, and we've given it to we've given them that something to latch onto, and they have, and they're running with it. They love it.
Are you changing the offense and the defense that you would normally stick in there? Or is it pretty much, if football starts in the fall, this is what our team would look like, this is what we would run? Or have you revamped the playbook, so to speak, to fit the amount of practices that you've had to prep for this year?
So we kind of started in one place, and then we got all that extra time in the fall. We kind of did some, I did some experimenting, just because you never, ever get that. As a coach, you don't ever get that time. So I got like 16 practices to experiment with stuff like, oh, maybe I want to try this. Oh, I think this looks pretty good. Nah, that kind of looks crappy. I'm going to go ahead and scrap that. And kind of took that and what I did over the summer and kind of, I don't know, they birthed the baby. And that's where we're at right now.
Great analogy. Could I make a request to bring back the Statue of Liberty? You go back there and you stand like you're going to throw it. And then they, what? Yeah.
I would expect to see a trick play from us probably every week. Yeah,
I think everybody.
It'd be silly not to.
Everybody. I think everybody's been champing at the bit for this.
Yeah, you've had plenty of time to work it. I mean, we'll try to have one every week. If we use it, great. If we don't, we've got it for the next week.
And you're running the offense.
I am calling the offense.
And your dad is calling the defense.
He is not.
He's not.
I think my original plan was, but I was able to, there's a guy by the name of Keith McGlasson. He used to be the head football coach over in Winfield, Missouri. We played against each other twice. We split. He beat me my first year at Live for Life. My second year at Live for Life, we beat him. He's running my defense for me. He's doing a great job. I got my dad coaching defense with him.
Cool.
I put my probably three most experienced coaches on the defensive side of the football just because defense is that important. Everybody wants to play offense. Offense is fun. It's great. But I put my most experienced coaches on defense because what was the saying I read today? Defense wins championships. Offense just, tells you how many points you're going to win by.
Tell that to Tom Brady.
Shoot. If I had a Tom Brady, I wouldn't be too worried about my defense.
But then again, last time the Pats played the Rams, wasn't it 6-0?
Something like that.
6-3. I think it was 6-0.
I mean,
two field goals.
Don't say that the Bucs defense wasn't very good because they got pressure on Mahomes with four and were able to drop seven all day long. Now the Chiefs were down two. Both their tackles were out. So it's whenever 60% or 40% of your offensive line is out, that becomes a different beast. But yeah,
tough to be an NFL analyst, don't you think? Especially
Tony Romo makes it look easy.
He does.
He does. I mean, for sure. How many times have you watched a game and he's calling the play before the play happens?
I do that
exactly.
All the time.
I mean, I do too. My wife looks at me like, "How'd you know?" I'm like, "Well, I've been doing this my entire life."
I said draw. I knew that was coming. So you're excited for your season.
Yep.
But at the same time, what's going on with wrestling?
So I've got a great assistant coach, Alex Taylor, Edwardsville graduate. Young guy. He's doing a great job with our kids in their contact days. Just the unfortunate reality of it is I can only do so many things in a day, and doing wrestling and football, not one of them. In the same day, I just can't. There's too many things. There's too much to manage. But like I said, thankfully I've got a great young coach who can handle the on-the-mat stuff for these contact days.
Because obviously, in a normal year, you got football in the fall and wrestling in the winter, and then no track commitment for you anymore, or still doing track?
Not currently.
Okay. But in this situation, wrestling has already started practicing, and when is your first wrestling official competition? Do you have one on the schedule right now?
Well, we currently have one on the schedule, but John Wagner doesn't know I need to call him and move our wrestling date from April 30th because we've scheduled prom for our seniors on April 30th, and it's supposed to be a home meet, so... John Wagner, if you're listening, I will call you at some point.
29th.
Yeah. We have a meet that night.
Well, how about the morning of the 30th?
Right. Say, hey, we need to move. Can we come wrestle at your place?
Saturday morning after Friday night prom.
So, no, it's just, there's so much going on. And, you know, with all the athletic directors trying to schedule everything and us trying to schedule everything, it's a cluster right now. I don't envy anybody in this situation, but we're all figuring out a way to get it done.
Prom, what a nightmare. What a nightmare, because parents are going to go nuts if you cancel it. But here's the thing. As a coach, if there's like some kind of massive outbreak, oh my goodness.
I guess the good news for the football season is that we're done on the 16th. Wrestling actually starts. We're doing contact days right now. Wrestling actually starts on the 19th, so I get a wonderful two-day break before I start up wrestling season. And then if you think about it, we turn around.
Start planning for the fall.
Hopefully. I have started, assuming everything kind of gets back to maybe a little bit of normalcy, not completely normal next fall, but a little bit more normal, and we have a fall football season and then a winter wrestling season. Well, last week I started my 12-month grind, basically, and just...
I feel you. I'm right there.
It is what it is. I love it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it, because we sure don't get paid enough for it.
So you're excited about the team this year. You're optimistic about the prospects. You can't wait to get going. And at the same time, you got wrestling in the back of your mind that you're still planning for, and you're getting ready for that in just about 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even.
6 weeks?
5 or 6 weeks.
And you got a baby?
And I do. He just turned 2 on Saturday.
Wow. And you're teaching PE.
Thank goodness I'm not doing something overly difficult like math or English or science.
Yeah. I'll send you some of my English essays to grade.
No, I don't want to. Wow. Everybody would get an A.
Anything else you want to talk about before you hit the door, hit the pavement?
Look, you got questions for me, let me know. Hit me up. I got it. I'll answer all day.
You want to hear more of them?
Yeah, if you got questions.
You know what the question of this week is? This will be the announcement of the question of the week. Where's the best place to watch a basketball game? And I think I know what you're going to say. Where's the best place to watch a high school basketball game in the Metro East?
This is the Metro East.
Don't think too hard about it. Just remember where you work. I dare you to say Edwardsville.
No, that it's not Edwardsville. Not that it's not a good place to play. It's just, I don't know. Fletcher Gymnasium's got a little bit more character.
It's got a lot of history right there for sure. Right there in Kahawk Nation.
Actually, just today they hung the Kahawk head from the old floor. I think from the old high school whenever it was on 159. I think they just took that the Kahawk head from mid floor and hung it up on the wall in the gym today. It was pretty. Like looking up there and seeing that piece of history, which is, I mean, I have no idea how old that head even is at this point. It's pretty cool.
How about that, Clay Smith? Dave Snyder? Good tennis player. Did you know that?
Dave?
Dave Snyder. Nobody knows that about. Every time I tell that to somebody, they're shocked.
Well, I knew he was a baseball guy. I didn't realize he was a tennis guy.
He plays tennis all the time. He plays in tennis tournaments.
Really?
Yes.
Is he going to retire from being a principal and then come back and be a tennis coach?
I would hire him. For sure.
Good move.
Dave Snyder's a great tennis coach. I mean, great tennis player. Plays all the time with my friend Tim Hacera, who's a terrible tennis player.
Well, maybe that's why he looks so good. He's playing against terrible players.
Tim's a fantastic player. I'm just teasing him. Well, Mr. Beavis, I want to thank you so much for being the second, third-time guest. And I know how busy you are with football coming up and with wrestling coming up. So I want to hear from you again. Maybe we'll squeeze you in between the seasons during that two-day hiatus.
My wife would probably oppose to that one, but I could probably make it work. Well,
she let you come here tonight.
And I'm
looking forward to seeing your dad on Wednesday night when we start working on the Hall of Fame. I got a feeling you might get a call for that one day.
I hope so.
All right, thanks for coming by. Joe Beavis. Big thanks to Joe Beavis for coming by. And friends, if you are looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or the Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasingame, the chance to serve you. They have offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville with more than 130 agents. The Blasingames are a family-owned business that has helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing, and they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blasingame a call today at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blasinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed, I promise. Speaking of not disappointing, our next guest is SIUE men's golf coach, Derek Brown. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Good
Looking
to see
forward
you.
Forward to it, yeah.
Hot in from Nevada.
Just back from Nevada on Sunday. Yeah, we left on Tuesday evening and got a couple practice rounds of the tough weather we've had this February. So we went out for a couple days early and played Friday, Saturday, and came home Sunday morning.
And you were happy with the way the guys played?
You know, as a coach, you always want a little bit more, of course. We played fairly well the first day, the 36-hole day. We had one of the best rounds the second round. We shot 288 and made a good run up the leaderboard. Unfortunately, the last day, the wind picked up a little bit, and we were just we were one of the teams that didn't handle it well enough as we wanted to. So we fell one slot that last day, but we've got a group that, you know, unfortunately we didn't play in the fall, and we've got a group that needs experience, so we will continue to grow, and by come April OVCs, we'll be all right.
You've got a good team.
Yeah.
And you've built a great program. This is your 12th season at SIU Edwardsville, and your last season was the best season in the history of the school with your team average, and you were just 0.4 of a point from winning the OVC.
Yeah, we actually were the stroke leader's season average for the OVC 2 years in a row. And in our last, the year that you're talking about, we had a very solid senior laden team. And we shot some really good scores. We won a couple tournaments. Kyle Slattery was our senior that year. He was a 2-time all OVC and, he won 3 tournaments by himself in the fall. So he was something special, but we had 4 seniors leading us that year. And then we had a couple younger guys who would fill in and, yeah, we really had it going there.
And that earned you 2018-19 OVC Coach of the Year.
Well, I didn't hit a shot, but, you know, it was a nice honor to receive from the OVC coaches and, you know, very much appreciated. But, you know, the guys helped win that for sure.
What's harder, recruiting or coaching once they're there?
That's a good question. I think for different reasons. To be honest with you, about 2 hours ago, I got off a phone call with a kid who said no, you know, and he went someplace else. And those after 12 and, you know, I actually coached a couple of years before that, those never get easier. You know, you develop a great relationship with somebody. And when you get the phone call, you know, my wife will tell you every single time someone says yes, she calls it, you know, someone finally says yes to the prom, you know, because that's what it feels like. But on the other hand, you know, when you get the phone calls the other way, that makes it very difficult as well. So I would say the recruiting part is harder, you know, because once you get them here, you know, they want to be here. You know, they said yes. Each person is different, you know, and how you're going to coach them, especially in golf. And I would assume tennis is the same way, you know, but everybody's got a different mental game, a different physical game, you know, strong, you know, maybe a little bit shorter of a hitter, different things. So, you know, I guess long-winded answer to that would probably be recruiting is probably harder than actually coaching them when they get here.
How do you get them to come here?
Well, you show them the town and the university. And, you know, I think people outside, even the Metro East, they don't realize it. You know, I try to recruit Illinois pretty heavy as much as I can. And we've had success with a lot of Illinois guys, especially Northern Illinois guys. And we've had a couple, you know, of the more local guys, you know, Parker Lawrence, who he had on, you know, a while ago, came through the program as a JUCO transfer. And so did Jordan Hari. And Jordan Hari ended up being an all OVC kid in 2018. But I think I lost my train of thought there.
How do you get kids to come here? You're talking about the university, you're talking about the town. So when you drive these kids through Edwardsville, they're like, hey, I like this place.
Yeah, I think Edwardsville is new. You know, everything is still booming. You know, on the Metro East side, it seems that since I've been here in 2009, it's grown immensely. So I can only imagine people who, you know, lived here earlier on. But really the university, people just haven't been around it. You know, if you're from Chicago, Rockford, you know, even Bloomington, when you're bringing recruits down, parents, they may have even come here, but they haven't been back. And then when you show them, you're like, the number one thing that I get from recruits is like, wow, this place looks really new and modern. And I say, well, part of that is because the school is so new, 1957, compared to a lot of other schools, maybe early 1900s or whatever it is. So the buildings are obviously newer. But we use that to our advantage. And we have a vast array of majors here. You know, anything in the sciences is really good. Engineering is excellent. You know, nursing is big. I don't get that so much, you know, coaching the men. I coached the women for a while too, and that was a bigger major there. But, you know, when you bring somebody in, really they have the choice of anything they want to. And then golf course, you know, when you have the ability to play Sunset Hills, Gateway National, and now with our new facility, you know, we feel like we can compete at this level with our facilities for sure.
I'm glad you brought up the Harry Gallatin practice facility at Sunset Hills Country Club, because it is an awesome facility. You can see it right from 159 with the big SIUE logo on it. And I think that's a game changer.
It's huge. You know, it is something that I have been, not just me, but since I've been here, 2011, you know, we started this project. And it was a battle. You know, anytime you're raising that amount of funds and, you know, things would change, you know, year in, year out. So when we finally got that accomplished and we got it signed, you know, down it was going to happen for sure. I know the Gallatin family was ecstatic and they were able to be out there and celebrate with us, but it was a really, really great thing.
I would imagine that recruits, when they see that center, that's got to be a thing where they're like, man, we can come out here and hit balls in the winter. We can come out here and when the weather is terrible and still get our practice in.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge thing. You know, even when it's super cold or there's a bunch of snow on the ground, the ability just to putt, and we can chip in there as well. And actually, you know, a tidbit for your show, we actually have a full TrackMan simulator coming in next month, you know, so that'll add to it as well. So not only can our guys
explain what that is.
TrackMan is a simulator that gives you immediate feedback with different sort of numbers, spin rates. But you can actually play multiple courses. You can practice on the simulator. And TrackMan's one of the leading people out there for it. So we should hopefully have that in the next month or so, just towards the end of the season. But going into next year, we'll have it the whole time. We got 90 courses that you can play on the simulator. We have different computer technology that'll give the guys feedback right away. So you mix that with the indoor putting, and then obviously, you know, it's 30 degrees outside, but you're inside with heaters and you're still able to hit balls out into the range. That's not just a good thing for practice, but that's also a huge recruiting tool.
Now, I know you're working with guys on the range, and I know you're working with them at least some on their technique. By the time they're at that level, then I imagine that their swing is pretty much where you want it, where they want it, and they're just tweaking it. I'm sure some guys are working on their game, but I know that you're still working on their bodies too.
That's probably the more of that in the mind is what I consider, you know, course management, the mind and the body. You know, when you come in as an 18-year-old, by the time you leave as a 22-year-old, it'll be a huge difference. Sometimes people think it's just, you know, basketball, football, wrestling, but golf, you have to change your body too. You know, you go from an 18-year-old boy to a 22-year-old man, and the quicker you get there, the more power you have over your swing, the more stamina you have. So we definitely do that. You know, we work out quite a bit for a golf team, you know, 3-4 times a week. We don't do a lot of heavy lifting, but what we do is going to give you strength, both lower body, back, and everything. So that's a huge thing.
There was a golfer from SIUE who worked with Next Level, and Next Level worked with my tennis teams. So he was one of your guys that would come and help supervise our plyos and our strength conditioning program. And I picked his brain. So I knew what you were doing. I knew that you were doing all the physical stuff. Are you doing any bands, yoga, dumbbells? What is it? Core work?
We do circuits a lot, you know, so when we do, usually twice a week will be like a circuit of, you know, a bike. We have a ski board, you know, that works on, you know, your lower end. Basically we'll do anything down there, except I always say the only thing we don't do is monkey bars. It rips up our hands, but we'll be on the bench. We're on the incline. We do dumbbells. We do a lot of squats. You know, we want to make sure that our legs are good, and the core is obviously important. Not just for the core itself and the strength, but to help your back. You know, the back and the left knee are one of the huge things that you can run into as a golfer with all the stress that you're putting on, especially how hard these guys are swinging the club now. That, you know, as much as you can strengthen up your legs, your lower back, that'll hopefully prevent anything in the future for us, you know, going the wrong way.
So great. And the yoga, you doing any yoga?
You know, we haven't done yoga, but I'll tell you this, we do a lot of bands and it's more for stretching. You know, my guys are pretty into stretching. They understand to keep their body fresh, even as young young 18 to 22 year olds, they're understanding now that you, even in golf, you need to stretch out that body before you just go and whip it around.
And it's different than it was, you know, the days of, not Fuzzy Zeller, but who was Craig Stadler.
Craig Stadler.
The days of Craig Stadler are gone. Now, you can still be a big boy and go out there and hit it a long way, but fitness is going to help you and flexibility.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think people really understood it. You know, everyone always says it's kind of Tiger. And there were some other people who really tried to get into fitness, but now everybody is into fitness.
Yeah. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can pin it to one person or a myriad of people. Talking to Derek Brown, head men's golf coach at SIU Edwardsville. And there's a connection between the confidence that you gain in the weight room and with your body that's going to help you with your mental game.
Yeah, because even if it's, you know, not totally conscious, you don't get as tired. You know, I mean, we're playing, I'll just use this last tournament in Vegas for an example. You know, on Thursday was our practice round. So we play 18 holes. We go back to the hotel. The next day, we left the hotel at 5 a.m., got breakfast. The range opened at 6, and we were to the carts at 7:15 to play 36 holes. Played 36 holes. It was dark when we left.
36 holes.
Most of our tournaments, we play 36 holes in one day. And so if you want to be a Division I golfer, understand that you're going to leave the hotel at dark, and you're going to come back at dark. So this is where your strength and endurance comes in, because it'll wear on you. The 34th hole, you don't stop for lunch. You eat a box lunch on your way. You know, you keep going. You have to stay mentally tough the whole time. And we get done about 6 o'clock, get some dinner, go back to the hotel, have a team meeting, wake up the next morning at 5, leave the hotel and play 18 again. So you're playing 54 holes in really a day and a half, and then add in the practice round as well. You have to be strong.
And there's several of those guys who are going to do homework.
Right.
In their hotel room.
Right.
And people don't realize that also. You know, at the end of the day, after a PGA event, a lot of those guys will go to the range, or they'll go putt, they'll go work on their games. Your kids have homework still.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, with this crazy time that we're in right now, you know, we have a lot of Zoom classes. In the early February, we were out in St. George, Utah for our first event. And we got done with our round. It was about 5 o'clock or so. And I saw one of the guys take out his laptop. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, Coach, I got class at 6. He hopped on his Zoom class after we got done and understood that I could probably get away with not showing up to this thing, but he wanted to do it. He didn't want to get behind. And so he was on a Zoom class and then did homework later on that night.
And I guarantee you his professor noticed too. Hey, this kid, what an effort.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Good for him. What else do you do for the mental training? Do you have sessions? Do you keep journals? Are you doing visualization?
We do some visualization inside for sure. You know, if we're hitting into nets, you know, so it doesn't get repetitious and boring. You know, you need to be able to picture shots. You need to be able to think of a hole, think of a fairway that you're hitting into so you're not just hitting it. But when you get out to the golf course and you're actually in tournaments, that's what probably is the biggest difference between high school golf and college golf. In high school golf, you can kind of get away with some of these the ones that are really good because they're shorter courses, you can get away with it. But when you get into college, you can't get away with that stuff anymore. The courses are just harder. They're longer. So if you don't understand quickly, you know, to punch out from the trees and try to get up and down for par, save bogey, instead of rattle around the trees 3 or 4 times, the next thing you walk off with 9, I talk about momentum a lot with my guys. And there is so much momentum in golf that people don't understand. And it could be as simple as a 3-putt. You know, every shot counts the same. So you got a 10-footer for birdie and you walk off, you know, with a bogey, that next tee shot is harder. And I don't care what anybody says. Mentally, you're still thinking about, I just had a birdie putt. Then I had a par putt. Now I'm a bogey. Well, then the next one goes out of bounds. The next thing you know, you're 3 over. And all that was one miscue on the green. And you're going to have mistakes. I tell guys all the time, you're going to have 3 putts. You come to college, you're going to make a triple sometime in 4 years. How you come back after that is what I'm really looking for.
Any good reading that you do with the guys? This sounds like exactly what you're talking about is the inner game of tennis, inner game of golf. Timothy Galway, you guys big on that?
We are. We have a bunch of different ones. Golf is not a game of perfect is one. I mean, the guys that I've had at the last 5 years, especially up until now, they read a lot, you know, social media, but also books. You know, they understand that the mental side of it And it's not just easy as reading a book, or it's the same as tennis, right? You're out there by yourself. So all of a sudden, you know, you miss two serves and you're like, oh, you know, what? And then if you hit and miss two more, then it's on you. Everyone's going to make mistakes. And the more you read on it, the more you watch, you know, tennis, golf, whatever you're doing, the more you understand how the elite people are doing it and moving past those mistakes.
And it's time management between strokes in golf, to me, would be a real challenge to coach, because so many times you have minutes between shots. How are you going to manage those minutes? In tennis, you have 90 seconds between games if you're doing a changeover. Otherwise, it's just 20 seconds. But in golf, how are you going to manage 5 minutes? You have so much time there for your mind to completely freak out.
It depends on the guy,
right?
You know, it really depends on the guy. There are some, you know, as a coach, I've done this long enough now that everybody is different in how they handle you as a coach there as well. You know, so there are some guys that I can just basically leave for 18 holes and I know that they will be okay. And then there are some where if I see those like back-to-back three putts, I know immediately that I have to go to the next tee, try to talk to him a little bit.
Take a deep breath, Tommy. Here we go. This stroke right here.
And sometimes it's not even that. You know, sometimes we just talk about something totally irrelevant to what we're doing right now just to get their mind off it and go to something else. I mean, let's say somebody's, you know, a fan of the Blues or the Cardinals. I may just say something about that so they will try to forget about the three putt and just use their talent for the next swing. And then hopefully it's a good one. And then another good one. And then hopefully we get past it and the mindset goes back in the right direction.
I'm going to peel back the curtain here just a little bit. I'll tell you what my go-to statement is. If I want you to think about something besides tennis on this changer, I'm going to say, how's my hair look? And a kid will look at me like, and I'll say, exactly, here we go. Come on. You know,
it's so true. You know, I mean, you just have to, whatever works,
right?
You know, to get your mind in the right place to hit the next shot.
But you're in a position where you can actually speak with them. They're probably not allowed to talk to their parents. They can't talk to anybody else, but they can talk to you. So if you can be kind of that golf bag psychologist, man, that's what you got to do.
And that's really game day. That's really what I am. You know, I mean, I can basically do anything but carry their golf bag. I can be a caddy to them. I could walk 18 holes with them. I could read every putt. I can go on the green. We can chat. And so most of it is, I mean, we're not going to do a bunch of swing thought stuff in the middle of a round. So right. The majority of the round is just thinking about the next shot. And then we go to the next shot and we think about that. And then we try to read a putt and we try to make it. And we just keep knocking out holes. So,
well, it sounds to me like you got coaching golf down, but Brian Baroni says that you're the expert of the 1-3-1 zone.
He would say that. I do love the 1-3-1 zone. I've told Baroni that for years, you know, since he's gotten here. No, I coached him.
But he refuses to hire you as a defensive specialist. Is that what I'm hearing?
It's ridiculous. I should have been hired years ago.
Could he help you with the Linksters? Is he a golfer?
So, no. But I'll tell you, you know, he,
you thought about it.
Well, I've seen him swing. It's not bad, but he actually, he came to me earlier this fall and asked for a set of golf clubs and he was going to take the guys out to the driving range just for fun, all the basketball players. And they were going to have this fun time or whatever. And, I don't know if Brian would tell you this story, but I gave him an old set. You know, I wasn't going to give him anything good. And they just had a riot. You know, he said the guys enjoyed it. It got away from basketball. And back in the fall, you know, everything was so repetitious of practice, practice, practice. But I did find out later on that one of his kids did lose a driver in the tree at the range by Culver's. Luckily, it wasn't mine. It was somebody else's. But you can ask Brian about that next time.
When I played tennis at SIUE, Bob Myers took us out to play Arlington. No, not Arlington. Legion.
Legion.
Our team went out and played Legion one day. And some of these guys, we had a couple guys from Europe on the team, had never played golf before. But it was a hoot. I mean, golf's a great game. I love it.
It's a great game for, obviously it's what I do and, you know, it's what I coach. But I truly think that even if you're a tennis player, a basketball player, you know, really any sort of coach or administrator in athletics, you should be able to play golf because, you know, people say that business gets done and whatnot, but it's relationships that you build, you know, during the summertime. You know, I get asked to play in a fair amount of scrambles and it's fun,
I bet.
You know, and you meet new people with it. I've met a ton of people over the years and, you know, get to play different courses and meet a bunch of people. But, you know, as long as you can just go and, you know, hit it around a little bit and not embarrass yourself and have fun, you know, I think it's a great game to pick up.
I say that in my English classes all the time. I said, if you plan on going into business, you need to learn how to play golf. You don't have to be good at it, but you have to be proficient enough that you can go out and participate in a scramble and good enough to enjoy yourself and know the etiquette. Because it can be intimidating. Just learn the etiquette and then you won't be afraid of it.
Exactly. I think it's great advice. I really do. You know, you don't have to be great. You just have to be fun to play with, right? You're not getting all mad and angry. You know, you just have fun. You go out and play with three other guys.
I feel like you're singling me out here, darn it. I've got a bad reputation with a couple of my friends. I've ruined a few golf rounds, darn it. But hey, I'm getting better.
That's good. That's good.
All right. Well, it must be good for you to work with John DePriest over there at the Country Club, too. He's a great guy. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He does so much good work with this Folds of Honor program. Oh, yeah. And so, well, good to have you on the show. Coach Derek Brown, SIUE Men's Golf. We're out of time. I didn't even get a chance to hear about your youth, how you got into golf or anything.
Well, I'll come back if you ever.
Well, real quick, where are you from?
I'm from Vermilion, South Dakota, originally. Played golf at South Dakota in 2000 to 2003. And then what Brony's saying, I coached some high school basketball for a couple years.
There's literally nothing about you on the SIUE website. I looked for you. I told Brony and Albertson, I said, I think he might be a Russian spy or something. I don't know. I think he'd feel like he just came out of nowhere.
No,
the Dakotas, close enough to Russia, right?
Yeah, but it's about the same temperature. But my wife and I moved and we spent some time at Ohio University before we came here. And so, yeah, I've been gone from the Dakotas / Russia since 2006.
But you're living in Edwardsville and you love it.
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah, we love it. Yeah, my wife is a professor at SIUE. So we've built strong ties now into the university. We came here, we didn't know anything about it. And we thought it was going to be kind of a stopping point. And here we are 12 years later with no intention of leaving.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for all your work at the university, and thanks so much for coming on the show. And go Cougars.
Yeah, go Cougars.
Folks, Andy Callaway of Callaway Home Loans saves me money every single month, and he can save you money every single month. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage, and he can do the same for you. Rates are incredibly low right now, and you want to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional, FHA, VA, every type of loan that you can think of, and ask for the MESP special. If you refinance with Andy, he will donate $100 to the Metro East High School or Junior High team or general athletic fund of your choice. You can give it to Triad Cheerleading. You can give it to Granite City Golf. You can give it to Cahokia Football. You can give it to Collinsville Football. Joe Beavis, guest on the show. You can give that $100 to the team of your choice. Call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. And we are up to guest number 3 on the night from Troy, Illinois, from Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arthur Langston.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Second time you're here?
Yes, sir.
Last time we were here, we talked about all the incredible work that you do in the community, and I checked on you because I had Kenny Dethridge in here because I wanted to say, I want to say Dr. Langston says he's helping out THS. Is that true?
Definitely. Kenny's a good man. He hopefully gave me some good props there.
He talked about you for so long, I was embarrassed. I was like, come on, what does this guy owe you money or something? What's going on here? But he talked about all the great work you did working with his trainers to keep his athletes healthy.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. The head trainer at the high school I know real well, and we're usually that first go-to when Jack or the trainers there have an issue. They send him to us. We take a look at him, and our goal at the end of the day is to keep him on the field, safely, of course. But at the same time, we're not going to just tell you sit out for 2 weeks and ice it. We're going to get after it, get active, get them fixed, get them back on the field safely, and hopefully compete at the best level they can.
And you've been working with athletes for a long time.
Correct. Yeah. Since I've been a chiropractor now 12 years, I have my master's in sports medicine, but even in training, so probably 14, 15 years.
I think that's what separates you from a lot of chiros, mm-hmm. is your background in sports medicine, and that's what makes you such a natural fit with Metro East area athletes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the experience is something that I've been at the NAIA National Track Championships, worked with wrestling programs at the college level. I was a college wrestler, went to Lindenwood University. So a lot of experience in the athletic arena. So it really makes it a unique experience for my athletes when they come in.
And what types of athletes are you getting most often? What types of injuries are you seeing and dealing with the most often in your office?
I think, you know, especially with the unique situation we're dealing with right now with COVID and everything, I think mostly that repetitive use stuff, the kid, especially now that the sports are booming right now. I mean, there's volleyball, basketball, soccer, tennis, everything is going.
Ain't it great?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it great to finally have everybody back out there?
Yes. But definitely right now, just that repetitive use, the kid who's got three practices every day, 4, 5, 6 days a week. I mean, that's the kid that's coming in for the most part right now.
Yeah. And it was great to have you on the show. And we talked about getting you involved on a regular basis.
Yes, sir.
And so what we talked about was coming up with a weekly question sponsored by, presented by Integrity Spine and Joint Center to ask the listeners to get them involved.
Right. Yeah. I think this is a great way to do it.
And it's not, the question of the week is not so much a competition where somebody's right and somebody's wrong. The great thing about the questions that we're asking is, in our opinion, is that everybody can be right, and I want to hear from your opinions.
Yeah, I think that's what makes sports great is just the discussion. You know, there isn't a right or wrong. Who's the best baseball player? Yep. Who's the best athlete? Whatever.
Because we thought about doing a poll where you'd have voting.
Right.
And then you'd have a winner or a loser, and I kind of wanted to shy away from that. But we're posting our questions weekly in all of our social media platforms. We're talking about the weekly Metro East sports question presented by our podcast and the Integrity Spine and Joint Center in Troy. And the question for last week, the question that we threw out there and for which we got a really awesome response is, who is the best athlete that you ever saw play in person from the Metro East? And the responses were incredible. From Twitter, Steve Lane from down there at Cassins and Son said, maybe the best tennis player of all time from the Metro East. Who is it? It's only one guy. The lefty from Belleville. The Belleville Basher. Jimmy Connors.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Connors. Yeah.
So you forget about Jimmy Connors.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But Stevie has a great relationship with the Connors family. He saw Jimmy play. I mean, that's big time.
For sure.
One of the greatest tennis players of all time. One of the greatest athletes of all time. Pound for pound, one of the greatest competitors I've ever seen play.
Sure.
Matt Howard says Brian Geddes from Cahokia High School. Can't go wrong with that answer.
For sure.
AD from Edwardsville, Mr. Fox, is biased, but he said Mark Smith, former Mr. Basketball in Edwardsville. Yeah. That's a great answer. I said Steve Trichu, a guy I went to high school with that wound up playing sweeper for the national team in soccer. And he was a three-sport all-state athlete. Alex Hamburg said Mike Ford Jr., who's currently in the NFL, phenomenal football player. Tiger Golf said JJK, Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Yeah, I mean.
but they never saw her.
That's true.
Disqualified.
Yeah, disqualified.
But if you saw her, how do you argue with that answer?
Yeah, that would be a tough one. Tough one to beat there.
You know, it's crazy. Jackie Joyner Kersee, you know, arguably the greatest female athlete of all time.
Yeah, she would have to be in that list for sure.
Facebook. Bill Roseberry. He was one of two or three people who mentioned AJ Epenesa.
Yeah, he's doing amazing things right now at the NFL level. He's always going to be there.
Three-sport All-State athlete he was. I think he broke the shot put record like one of the first times he ever threw it.
That's amazing.
I think he threw it out of the Superdome, through the roof, and I think it landed on the moon. Created one of the craters there. Chris Hulme, my friend, mother of great tennis player, Colton Hulme said Imani Henderson, who played basketball and did track at EHS. Same thing, set state records for the shot and the discus, wound up playing basketball at Louisville. She was a phenomenal athlete. If you ever saw her play, powerhouse. I got a rip on Carla Kinsey, though. my buddy Carla Kinsey, she did the unthinkable. Who'd she put out there? Her son. She said, my son is the best athlete I ever saw in the Metro East.
A mother's love.
Oh, come on. You don't do that, Carla. But Sam Fink is a professional soccer player. So if your kid's that good, you can put it out there. And I'll give her credit because she also mentioned her daughter-in-law, Hannah Faulkner, who was a phenomenal track and field hockey athlete. Played field hockey in college, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Andy Callaway, show sponsor, said Darius Miles, NBA legend. Chico Brown from EHS, and also Jason Boyd from EHS got honorable mention for him. I thought his Darius Miles pick is pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's
East St. Louis. Eric Robertson mentioned Kayvon Lacy, Alton High School football and basketball star. Brandon Henson said Michelle Barch, Collinsville High School volleyball and basketball standout. Jim McIsaac, my buddy from Belleville, his daughters were on the show. He said another Mr. Basketball currently tearing it up at Ohio State University, E.J. Liddell.
Yeah, that's another good one right there. You can't beat that one.
Two-time state champion for the Belleville West Maroons. E.J. Liddell was the other person that came to mind for me. I thought recently that guy is pretty special. Yeah,
in recent memory for sure.
Watching him play, you know, he and Mark Smith, that was just, those were two incredible. But the guy who really got my attention, I don't want to say that this was the winning post, but this was the most surprising post. It really caught my attention. I'm going to give credit to Jeff Wojcinski. And if that's not how you say his name, I guarantee you people have gotten it worse than that. Jeff Wojcinski of Godfrey said, Whitney Cox, currently Whitney Fisher of Alton High School, is a state championship bowler. And I quote, averaged 232 over her last five games to win. Never saw someone so focused at the biggest moment in her life up to that time. That's a big time finish.
Yeah, for sure. Those are big words.
For Whitney Cox. And I looked her up, and she bowled some professionally. And she did a little bit of high school coaching at Bethalto High School. And then she was coaching at Maryville University. She started the bowling program there.
Nice.
So I couldn't find any updates. I'm gonna look for her, but I think she'd be a fantastic guest on this show. And so congratulations to all the athletes that were mentioned. And thanks to all the listeners who took the time to put their athlete out there. I think it was really cool.
Yeah, I think this is awesome because, like you said, that's what brings sports together is just the ability to discuss. You know, I think this was the best baseball player. I think this was the best football player. Is anybody right? Is anybody wrong? No, but it's awesome debate. It's awesome discussion.
And I love the variety. I love it that you got Cahokia and you got Alton and you got Belleville and you got tennis and you got football and you got baseball and all these people are sharing their opinions. And I'm sorry, Carl, I should have been nicer to you. Sam is a heck of a soccer player. We got to have him on here someday. But still, come on, Carl, give me a break here. All right. I got to talk about Cassens and Sons. Thanks to partners Cassens and Sons, the number one place to purchase a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or a pre-owned car, check out Cassens Inventory in person, where they've been for 25 years, or online at Cassens.com. Cassens has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased 4 vehicles there. My daughter drives back and forth to IU in a Jeep, and my wife and I drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassens is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve Lane, who says Jimmy Connors is the best athlete in the history of the Metro East that he saw live. Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. Don't be afraid. Tell them I sent you. All right. Back to you, Dr. Langston. Question for this week is, because it's basketball season, I thought it made sense to ask the listeners, listener, where is the best place to watch a high school basketball game in the Metro East?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the responses on that one. It's gonna be pretty exciting.
I've already got a few good ones out there. I'm not gonna share them yet, but you can answer that question on any of our social media platforms. Check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter, we're even on Instagram, and tell us, where's the best place to watch a basketball game in the Metro East? Didn't specify boys or girls. A lot of folks are already being more specific in terms of this event in this gym.
Yep.
Which is gaining a lot of traction, which I think is pretty cool. So
for sure.
So people are saying, okay, this event in this gym is the premier place to watch a basketball game in the Metro East. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think anytime you can get it, especially a really good rivalry in whichever gym it may be, but the atmosphere from the rivalry is just going to take it to that next level.
And I think people get really excited talking about it. I think almost because they miss it.
That's just what I was thinking. I mean, it's been a year for the most part since we've had any of that stuff, and we're dying for sports and being able to watch it and enjoy it again for sure.
And at least we're getting it now for the kids. At least the kids are able to play. But Collinsville played Edwardsville this weekend at Edwardsville High School, and it was surreal. 20 people in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, the two principals are standing there. I said hi to both of them. I didn't enter the gym. I was doing some other work there Saturday afternoon. But, you know, as fans are missing out, but the kids are getting to play. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, the kids are getting that need that they need fulfilled. And, you know, we as fans, we'll get back there soon, hopefully. But yeah, it'll be great when it's all back and rocking.
And we're close, and we're moving the right direction. In the medical field. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're with the vaccines and the numbers, the way everything's trending, we're getting there. We're going to be there. And I think the IHSA came out today and said they're going to allow 20% capacity for outdoor sports. So that's a move in the right direction. And for what I've been hearing, it's from the listeners who have been bombarding them with phone calls and emails and stuff saying, hey, we want more, we want more, we want more. And they're listening to an extent.
And I think with the vaccines being out there and becoming more readily available, and with the population becoming more vaccinated, I just think it's trending in the right direction.
For sure.
I would hope that by next fall, we're back to normal.
I think I'm pretty optimistic about outdoor stuff, pretty much normal. Some indoor stuff by next, you know, winter time. We'll see how it goes. But I think that we're going to be real close for sure.
Yeah. I think it may depend on the situation to some degree.
Yeah.
And I think some of the larger schools may start with the half day like we've got right now, where we don't have, because that's the biggest thing at Edwardsville High School, for example, is how do you put 700 kids in the commons for lunch.
Yep. That's,
and if you're going to have them there all day, how are you going to feed them? That's the hard thing that I think the planners have to come up with. All right. So how can folks get a hold of you at Integrity Spine and Joint Center in Troy if they'd like you to work with their athlete, help keep him or her healthy, look at whatever's going on with what they got going on? How can they reach you?
Yeah, probably the best thing to do is our office phone number, 618-667-8100. Our website is integrityspineandjoint.com. That's andjoint.com. My email address is drlangston@integrityspineandjoint.com. You can email me, call me, ask. I mean, half the time I answer the phone and patients are like, this is actually Dr. Langston. I'm like, yeah, like what can I do for it? You know? So I'm very, very involved in the practice from that perspective. And I want to talk to the patients. I want to see how they're doing. I want to get the pulse of what's going on. So even if you have just a question, shoot me an email and you'll probably get a response from me pretty quickly. Usually
he's accessible, he's enthusiastic, and he gives back to the community. That's Dr. Arthur Langston of Troy, Illinois. Thanks so much for being a partner on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I love it. This is going to be fun.
And keep sharing the question and keep asking your folks when you're in there adjusting their spine. Say, who's the best athlete? That'll go just perfectly.
Absolutely.
Well, as always, the guests make the show here on the Metro Esports Podcast. And big thanks to Joe Beavis, Coach Derek Brown from SIUE Men's Golf, and I should say Joe Beavis from Collinsville Wrestling and Football, and Dr. Arthur Langston from Integrity Spine and Joint Center as he presents the weekly question, which you can answer on the Metro Esports Podcast social media outlets, and we'd love to hear from you. And for our partners, Callaway Home Loans, Cassens & Sons, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb & Ginger Blasting Game, and Integrity Spine and Joint Center, our producers Brian Kroc and Everett Hicks, and our intern at Zoogie J, who couldn't be here tonight because he's bowling for EHS. Thanks for listening to the Metro Esports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.